Lily Delperdang is joining us today, latest class of 2026 college decision maker, Sergeant Bluff Luton standout softball player, and has committed to Morningside for their next stop. Lily, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us. Congratulations to you on this opportunity. I guess, take me through kind of your process of making the decision, how you kind of came to it, how it all played out.
Yeah, of course. My recruitment for it's definitely a ride, to say the least. There was about 9 schools that were interested in me. There's D3s, D2s, NIAs. Last February, actually, it's kind of funny. I thought I was going to be going, the University of Sioux Falls. I was kind of set and kind of slowed down all my recruiting because, they were saying, once we have all our recruits ready, we're going to offer you guys all at the same time. They just didn't have their recruits. Well, then they ended up leaving, which wasn't very fun. So I kind of had to start fresh and open it back up. And I'd already been talking with Coach Pruner at Morningside for over a year. I was always watching how they were doing. And the season, we just continued talking. And a couple months later is when I finally decided that I belonged there. So.
Yeah, well, that is quite the process, certainly. Tell me a little bit about Morningside and, how you came to the decision in that, what you liked about them, what, put them over the top, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, to start, academic, they're a great school for teachers. They have an amazing education program. My mom and my sister went there for education. They loved it. So of course that's a big thing that goes into it. But then also athletically, they've always been competitive. Coach Pruner is building a team that, should contend in the GPAC every year. So I wanted to be on a team, that was going to be competitive, that wanted to win. They made the national tournament actually last year. And I just knew it was something I wanted to join and be a part of and get into.
Yeah. For Morningside, when they're recruiting you or when everybody was recruiting you, you mentioned, 9 schools. What were the things that Morningside specifically felt that they liked about you that, fit in with their program?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess first, Coach Pruner really likes my bat. I'm more known for being a contact hitter rather than power. But I rarely strike out, and she really liked that aspect of me, and she really also liked my catching ability, specifically my pop time with throwouts and my blocking. She said she's been watching me since I was an 8th grader, but the two biggest things she liked about me were mostly my leadership and ability to manage the field, because she believed, that's really important for a catcher on her team to have.
Yeah.
So she definitely liked those things.
Two big aspects for any catcher, really. Lily Delperdang, again, from Sergeant Bluff Luton, going to take her softball talents to Morningside. When you look back on this, Lily, and, reflect a little bit, where you came from, when did you get the softball itch? When did you start getting into it a whole lot? And then when did you start thinking about it as a collegiate option?
Yeah. I've kind of loved softball since I started. I've always had a knack for it. I don't want to say like I was a natural, but I just had certain things that I felt like made me better. And I didn't really have that drive to play in college until I was, I want to say like 12-ish. I just didn't know what any of that would look like in college. So I just loved playing and I knew I wanted to for sure play and have the chance to play. And fortunately, my parents were there to help me through everything. And they were very supportive when it came to, camps and making sure NCSA field level, they were making sure I was doing the right things on there. They were just amazing, and
perfect. Well, that's awesome. For you to get to this point too, obviously you put in a lot of hard work and you have the talent that, has been utilized. Who are some people though around you that have been important in kind of helping you along the way?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, my parents, number one, have been so supportive, like I said, camps, paying for camps, taking me to there, the cages, all that stuff. But besides my parents, my futures coach, Adam Conlin, he picked me to join his futures team. And on this team is where I really started to find my love for softball. And I thank him for that big time. He also helped me, grow as a player and a person. And then, the high school level coaches, Oker and Shipper. Dave Shipper is my catching coach. And Oker, is the head coach. They've both been amazing with the small things in my game and just fixing those. And then I also have a hitting coach. I call him Coach Jason. I started going to him about 1.5, 2 years ago, and he just transformed me completely. And I had a weird thing in my swing. The first day I went there, he just fixed it, and I was automatically so much better. So I would definitely thank all those people for sure.
Yeah. Lily Dumperdang again from Sergeant Bluff Luton, going to play softball for Morningside. Lily, congratulations to you on this opportunity and this decision, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so much.